This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already 25 seconds into the second hour of this worldwide broadcast. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The website is Infowars.net. Calm and Prison Planet are down, but they'll be back up. That's a rarity, but it's happened. Trying to get it back up. Just a victim, I guess, of our own success or some backbone problems with the net itself. Infowars.net is up and been updated with a lot of vital information. Also, a bunch of your calls coming up in this hour. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We're about to go to your calls. I'd like to hear some callers talk about this. I made a big deal out of it in the first hour, because it is a big deal. Poll shows many Germans see U.S. behind September 11th, and that's from Reuters. It's not from Infowars.net, though it's posted there. That's from Reuters. Major poll. A large push in think the globalists carried it out. Well, that's true. They're wrong to say U.S. behind. The globalists are behind. FAA, okay, sought for drones for law enforcement purposes. Mm-hmm, the drones, all part of freedom. And the FBI chief praises the Patriot Act. Well, I'm glad someone is. Applied Digital gets big orders from Russia and China and Mexico to implant their populations with trackable chips. This is from Business Journal, the South Florida Business Journal. How wonderful your implanted government track chip is. Again, another great sign of freedom. You know, we've got their official press release here for you as well. Tracking chips eyed by retailers despite privacy concerns. Tracker chips, and we have the documents now public, with Homeland Security as a plan to track and control and tax you. Again, tiny microchips woven into your clothes. It's all part of freedom. This is from the Associated Press and other publications. Again, small tracker chips, just like drones, and just like fake TV newscasts and microphones in your cable boxes, and it's all part of freedom. Child tracking device, use GPS to determine location. More on loving chips. Projects range from robots to electronic surveillance. A big story out of Salt Lake Tribune about the hover drones looking through your walls. We'll get into that as well. All part of freedom. Rumsfeld says U.S. to release photos of Saddam's sons. Maybe he'll put their heads on Godzilla. That would be more real and more believable. But again, we can totally trust them. They're good people. They wouldn't lie to us, would they? And maybe they're going to get Saddam any day. Yeah, I predicted they'll grab one of his doubles and hoist him on a petard and hang him and have everybody spit on him. That'd be nice, everybody, when he was working for the globalists and already out of the country. So the world awaits the pictures of the bodies. North Korea may go nuclear, says Tokyo. So Tokyo's going to go ahead and deploy its own nukes. Nice global arms escalation. Attorney General says church abuse scandal likely involved more than 1,000 victims. They say it borders on the unbelievable, despite the fact it's documented. 1,000 children abused by degenerate Catholic priest is horrible. It is dwarfed by one bust of DynCorp in the UN with 200,000 women and children last year. You notice, though, that's not in the press. Oh, that's from the Boston Globe. We'll be getting to that later. Genetically modified scientists know too little about what it'll do to wildlife. Governor Gray Davis will face recall vote. Wonderful news against that gun grabber. We'll probably get Arnold Schwarzenegger, the son of a Gestapo officer, who says gun control and abortion is good, as your new governor. We will also get to a 100-day countdown to China's first astronaut. Editorial, the death of David Kelly, some new developments on that. Turns out the BBC's got tapes of him proving what they said was true. That's all coming up. They're also trying to ban toy guns all over the country and being very successful, as well as banning paint guns. Prelude to banning the real thing. A lot of conservatives pushing to ban the toy guns because they're so conservative. Neocons. We're liberals here. We're for the Second Amendment and controlled borders. First, your calls, and we get back at 800-259-9231. And again, we're bad, folks. We're against hover drones looking through your walls. And we're against supercomputers to communist China. That means we're liberals. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you're like most Americans, you've heard how low interest rates are these days. So why are you still struggling to pay off debt? Rates on debt consolidation loans are at all-time lows, so the time to consolidate your individual credit card balances, car loans, and other debt has never been better. And no one makes it easier than the Credit People. The Credit People offers homeowners consolidation loans that lower their monthly payments, making it possible to get out of debt quickly and easily. Fixed rates start as low as 5.25%. Slow credit? Bad credit? No problem. Our professional advisors will work with you to customize a loan just right for your needs, with no points or tack-on charges. Since interest rates have dropped, the Credit People has helped thousands of homeowners consolidate almost $1 billion in loan debt. If you're a homeowner and have outstanding debt, call the Credit People right now at 1-800-794-2858 and find out how much you can save today. We can take your information over the phone and forward you a completed application same day. Call the Credit People at 1-800-794-2858. Don't miss this opportunity. Call now, 1-800-794-2858, 1-800-794-2858.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's go straight back into your calls today. Thank you for joining us. We're going to talk to Tom, Mike, Ted, Buck, and others. And Tom in California, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
Morning, Alex. I was lucky. I have 2 points to make. I was lucky enough to be on C-SPAN this morning. The topic was the report that came out about 9/11 involving the FBI and the CIA and the NSA, I guess. And most of the callers were calling about, you know, FBI making comments, and they kept concentrating on news articles about the Saudis, and they're playing that, you know, playing that spin, the Saudis, and their involvement. And when they got to my call, I brought up about the blocking of the FBI agents going after Al-Qaeda right after 9/11.
Yeah, W199I by Bush.
Yeah, and then I went straight to, and I brought this up, and I said, and I'd like to mention the Carlyle Group, and that Bin Laden family and the Bush family, the two major investors in it. And I said, people in this country need to wake up and see the terrorists in our own government. And the look on the host's face when that, because it goes like simultaneously when you're calling C-SPAN. It just, the look on his face when went through.
Did you get an InfoWars plug-in?
I'm sorry, I didn't. I should have. I didn't think about it, because I wanted to get through without them cutting me off. And I basically said that, and I said, thank you, and click, and hung up on them. So I know it went through. And my second point was, I know you've heard about the recall that's going on, and it's gone through. The local stations out here are saying that Arnie is not going to be running.
Well, that's a blessing. There's one real conservative candidate, and we're going to get him on. But Arnold, I mean, the guy's anti-gun, pro-abortion,
yeah,
the son of a Gestapo operator.
And the one thing that was bothering me that I just found out about the county I live in, what was just announced yesterday, is that we're going to start doing electronic voting out here. And I'm
well,
really
touch screens that are remote controlled, admitted, and the government's involved, and there's no record of how you voted, but that's okay.
Yeah, and it's like that's my next issue that I'm going to have to be fighting against my county, because I mean it's totally corrupted, and they can manipulate the whole vote, and I'm like totally against this, and I'm really angry.
Well, did you hear our guest on Monday? I mean, that was powerful.
Yes, I missed that show, but I've known of a woman who on a different radio show a year ago that she was running in New Orleans for some small office. They went into the polling place for the area where she, you know, they were they had the election for her, and they still had the machines running. And when she had a camera crew with her and a journalist, when they went to go vote for her, the vote went to her opponent. So it's like these things, you right there, you know, these machines are corrupted, and then they're, you know, I want.
Well, you've got Chuck Hagel, the Nebraska Republican who won this big landslide upset, despite what the polls said. Then it turns out he owns the big company selling most of these, and they admit they're wirelessly accessed. It goes on and on.
We have to fight when these things come up. You know, I want to stick to paper ballots. And nothing's failed.
Hey, the League of Women Voters is arguing against a bill by a Republican, a good Republican, Rush Holt, is fighting to not have a paper receipt and to allow them to be wirelessly accessed. I mean, come on, folks.
Yeah, I don't want to do it over the Internet either as well. It's ludicrous. I mean, we might as well not stop voting right now.
Now, wait a minute. You're going to believe these photos of Uze and Quize,
yeah.
when they come out. They wouldn't create. I mean, they said three other times they were sure they'd killed him, and then, you know, they give us victories over and over again with the same people. It's like Goldstein in 1984. He's the boogeyman, and they're going to keep recycling them. It's a big victory.
Well, I think it's falling on it's starting to fall on deaf ears. It really is. And
all right,
going
thanks,
to say.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
The call. I really do appreciate it, Tom. Let's talk to Mike in Minnesota. Mike, good to hear from you. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hi, Alex. You're doing a great job. You're a machine. You're a machine. It's great. Hey, just a couple of things. Today in Minnesota on the news a little while ago in the Central Time Zone, the ranking general of the Minnesota National Guard resigned. And they said it was because of a couple of federal complaints. I don't have the details on it, but it seems a little fishy. It just
well, I know that Minnesota passed a law, according to the Pioneer Press newspaper 2 years ago, that if there's any foot-and-mouth outbreaks, they're going to lock all farm families, ranch families, down on their farms and, quote, bring them food and slaughter all their animals. And mad cow, foot-and-mouth, anything. And it turns out, of course, Porton Down released that on purpose. That's Sky Television News and the Sunday Herald a few years ago. And, of course, who was the head of Porton Down in the early 90s? But Dr. David Kelly.
Oh, yeah, the suicide commando there. Sure he was.
And now it's official. The police said it was a grisly find. He said that he was going to go public and get his good name back against the Ministry of Defense, and that he was going to fight it. And then a few hours later, he was dead. But we have his emails, his phone calls, what his family said. But, again, it's official. It's a suicide.
Yeah, and what is it, about 3 or 4 days ago, they just sent 1,100 Minnesota National Guard troops to Bosnia. Not to Iraq or Afghanistan, but to Bosnia. And, you know, it's kind of shocking the way they're weakening all the states. I mean, well, it's a plan, obviously.
Well, while they sign deals with Mexico and Canada to bring in, quote, security forces.
Yeah, foreign troops.
Official, thanks for the call.
Okay.
Good to hear from you. Ted in New York, and then Buck. Ted, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I've been agonizing over telling you this one, but this is a true police state story. Last Saturday, a relative of mine was walking behind a Denny's in Joplin, Missouri. He witnessed another man being beaten on the ground by like 3 or 4 cops. He cried out, you know, and says, you know, stop this. Now, my relative has MS. He weighs 108 pounds.
He's an Al-Qaeda member.
Yeah. And he uses a cane, and he's very frail, and he can
hardly walk. That is a sign of Al-Qaeda.
Yes, and what his reward for this was to be beaten and tossed into the bushes, dragged off and thrown in the jail, charged with obstruction. Now, to make matters worse, because he has some advanced MS, he then went into a seizure in the jail.
Which is a code Al-Qaeda transmission.
Yeah. And they never called the paramedics to help the man.
That's what the homeland's all about.
Right. And
maybe 10 years in a forced labor camp they're building, according to all the major papers, is good.
Yeah, and as a result, he ended up in a hospital after his friend posted bail for him, and he had to have an airway put in. He couldn't breathe. The oxygen wasn't working, and they had him out for about 3 days before he started to recover.
All right, sarcasm aside, God bless your friend for standing up for somebody being brutally beaten, and I'm really sad that happened. We should pray for him, for your family member. But New York, I mean, it's admitted that they just savagely beat or shoot anybody and shoot innocent people in the back. Nothing happens, and they've been ordered to arrest and beat people who sit on the sidewalk in front of their own business to squeeze the people. And in Washington, D.C., it was in the Washington Times, they pull up to McDonald's and will steal 12 cars at a time in uniform, and the police run their own chop shops. And, hey, they got a tough job. Don't you support the police officers?
Yeah, they're so nice. You know,
Hey, beating a man who's disabled is what freed our veterans fought, so that disabled people can be beaten. They fought so drones can look through our walls with ground-penetrating radar. Our veterans fought so RFID chips could be on all the products you buy. Our veterans fought so we could be satellite taxed and tracked driving our cars. That's what George Washington fought for. And when you criticize total government power, as the neocons, as Ron Paul has exposed, when you fight against total monopoly of power, you are aiding Al-Qaeda.
Well, when his friend told me this, he was quite scared. I said, what are you scared of? He said, the cops and Joplin are like Nazis, he said. I said, but you know, I said, just remember this. I said, it could have been you or me or anyone else that was being beaten up by cops behind Denny's. And I said, wouldn't you want someone else to step in? Who else is going to step in? If the citizens don't keep an eye on this out-of-control government...
Well, this is the new thing, and they feel so sorry for themselves, the police do. Not all of them, but in certain areas you get real big little coveys of them. You know, with the local mob boss has got his harem of thugs, basically. And they do all these horrible things. I don't know about your particular police in your area. But remember, they're going to have a daughter who goes off to college. This is going to happen to her. They're going to have a son. They're going to have a grandson this happens to. When they're old and retired, it's going to happen to them.
Mm-hmm.
You reap what you sow. So I wouldn't want to be them. God is going to punish them. And they don't have to wait till they go to hell. It's going to happen right here.
It's going to come sooner than they think it will.
And it's going to come by their own hands. You know what the number one cause of death, just department numbers but not publicized, number one cause of death for SWAT team members is?
Yeah, there are other SWAT team members.
That's right. Those are official numbers. So, hey, I'm nonviolent. You guys go ahead. Because, folks, I have seen it in my life. You know, the Eastern people call it karma. I don't believe in that. But you do reap what you sow. And that is, it does happen. For every bad thing I've done, it's come back tenfold, folks. And the more good I do, and the more selfless I am, and the more courage I have, the more blessed I am.
Yeah, people don't understand that it does work, just like you said. And this whole new age me generation, which is nothing more than a remade version of the hippies generation, you know, it's all into self-centeredness, and don't think about God. Don't think about anything that's important. Just think about yourself.
Well, it's like Abby Newman in my video, The Road to Tyranny. It's their cameras. It's their microphones. She's at a checkpoint. She says, I want a warrant. They jerk her out. She doesn't resist. They charge her with assaulting them. They beat you up and then charge you with assaulting them, and then they will erase the cameras generally.
You know, I'm convinced of one thing, that one of the intelligence agencies started the New Age movement. Because it's a great
way. Sir, the Army did. That's a fact. We have the official textbooks.
Yeah, because, you know, and I first got a tip on that about several years back. when I drove past regularly one of these New Age bookstores, and no one was ever in it, and I said, how could they stay in business? They got to be subsidized.
Well, thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. We got a bunch of callers coming up, Buck and others, and a bunch of news. Stay with us. We're live. It's Thursday.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw foods. You haven't alkalized your body, and in fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most important protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume iodized water, normal tap water, that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you into homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. If you want to learn more on how you can naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley, Monday through Friday mornings at 9 a.m. Central, 10 Eastern. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more, or visit Bob on the Internet at www.watershed.net. Your health simply cannot wait any longer.
Website is InfoWars.net, InfoWars.net, ladies and gentlemen. The other sites are rarely down, but they are down today. We're having problems getting them back up. We think it's a kind of system failure in the backbone of the Internet in the area where our servers are located. But InfoWars.net is on another server, another part of the country, so you can still visit that. You know, when somebody's been beaten by the police or wronged or abused, or the cops admittedly frame a bunch of people in Houston with the crime lab, that's admitted by the police chief, I'll sarcastically say, well, they've got to stop Al-Qaeda. But that's the whole excuse. We're a thin blue line. We've got to do this. Yeah, there's some corruption, but we can't let anybody know about it, and we got to keep going forward. And you know, that's the sick excuse, and it's got to stop. A bunch of other news coming up here in just a moment, but let's go back to the calls. Buck in North Carolina. Buck, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, the Office of Strategic Information has been working overtime here in the federal Fort Bragg area. I believe me eating our one talk show host alive this morning in reference in your website is probably the reason it's down. The Federal Observer has done away with, someone has done away with four articles out of their archives. One of them was about Fort Bragg providing security screening for the local businesses, where a white male who minded his own business and kept his desk locked was a high security risk.
Yes, that article was about 3.5 years old, the Homeland Security Program, and we've contacted the paper. They admit the article appeared, but it's been taken out of the archives.
Right. Okay, and number two is an environmental impact study where Fort Bragg and surrounding areas would be sprayed with bacteria to test military warning equipment.
Now, that was all over the news in Missouri, Louisiana, and this year in Goldsby and Oklahoma City, we had the paper on. They admitted it, massive bacteria spraying, but you're saying that was reported and then shut down.
That's right. Another is the CIA funding the Taliban and assisting in building training camps prior to 9/11. That has disappeared.
Well, that's been in other papers, but for those that don't know, in Fort Bragg, you had a case where the police shot two soldiers because they were practicing taking over city halls domestically. There have been a bunch of things going on there, and then there was also kind of the cover-up about the four Delta Force guys from one unit that slaughtered their wives.
Right.
I guess they must have been with Al-Qaeda. But there's a lot of bizarre stuff going on in your area. But that article that I read on air over and over again years ago talked about how infrastructure protection and how they were going to put troops in all the factories and how they'd done it there domestically. And, quote, they were looking for white males who didn't talk a lot and lock their desk.
Right. And another fourth story.
But what do they say when you call them and say, where's the story?
Well, I have spoke with the reporters who wrote the articles and the assistant editors and the editor, and I went to lunch with couple of folks who work there, and they said there are dozens of people in here that we have no idea who they are. And there was another story about the Bin Laden family being thrown out of the U.S. for their own safety directly after 9/11. That's gone from the archives.
Well, you should ask them to find an archive at the local libraries where you got to go, that particular, those articles, and then have them re-entered into the computer.
They are, I have spoke with the library it's as late as today, and no, there's nothing they can do about it. It's out of their hands.
Oh, they don't have it on the microfilm anymore.
No, it's no longer on the microfiche. Alex, I have been trying to get a cable access show since 1998. Now, such things as a black Christian group from a church that does a little singing and piano playing can walk in and get a cable access show and no trouble at all. Or some idiot talking about an invisible dog fence can walk in and get a show. And I have been trying to show a film about Waco since 1998. I've got a stack of your films down there.
Well, what do they say when you go in there?
Well, you're on the list, Mr. Campbell. And it's been since 1998.
Well, you need to go in and get their bylaws and their rules and file suit against them.
I have. I've been to the county attorney. I've been to the county commissioners.
Well, don't go to them. Just file suit on them. You'll be on the air in about 10 minutes.
Well,
and then if the films have an effect, they'll shut the access station down. They've done it a bunch of places, and from New York to New Jersey, and my name has been listed in the news articles because of my films. They have emergency meetings. In one case, feds show up, and they shut the stations down, all
yeah.
because they don't want you to see these videos.
Yeah. Alex, would you have any reference to a mainstream paper that carried the article about the CIA funding and the Taliban?
MSNBC, the Miami Herald has articles we have saved on Infowars.com about flying the Bin Ladens out when all their air traffic was grounded. Those are a few of them. Anything else, sir?
No, thank you very much.
All right, we'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're one of the millions of Americans losing their hair, chances are you've heard of Avacor. You've heard that Avacor has helped thousands of people just like you successfully regrow their hair.
Call toll-free 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. Crashing to the lies and disinformation. We're about to go to Ian, Mike, Jack, Bob, Ron, and others. I'm going to give each caller about a minute because I got a bunch of news we've got to get to before this hour ends, because I got a bunch of other news I want to cover in the third hour that we are accelerating at warp speed towards. Before I do that, though, I have produced 9 full-length feature documentary films. I have written a book. We also have other books and videos by other insightful authors and producers at Infowars.net. Go to Infowars.net and you can link through to our secure online shopping cart. Infowars.net to order, or simply call toll free at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Road to Tyranny, 911 Road to Tyranny, covers September 11th and other government-sponsored terrorism, including official government documents calling for terror, like Northwoods. Part 2 of that 2-plus-hour film is Masters of Terror. It's also over 2 hours long, covers 911. My book, 911 Descent into Tyranny, 230 pages, covers September 11th. It's only $12. The films are $25.95. Order three or more, they drop down to $20 a piece. A big discount, folks. Please take action. Go to Infowars.net to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Get the videos, air them on Access TV, air them again and again and again on Access TV. I want to thank those that have. Get the local auditorium and show it. Many people have done that. Show it to your Sunday school class. Get it out to the people. Give copies to local talk show hosts. Unlock their minds. And your purchase supports this show. Please take action today. Take action now. Get the films. Don't wait. 888-253-3139 or Infowars.net. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk. I'm going to go through these real quick. Ian in Canada. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Alex, hi. I'm calling about the shooting of Councilman Davis in New York City. The CBC report indicated that he was an anti-gun activist, particularly interested these days in banning toy guns. What they didn't state was precisely who shot him, except that the person was somehow connected to the city, whether as an employee or fellow council member.
Well, I have the report. They're saying that he had run for council.
He had run for council. Did they give a name?
No, they didn't.
Well, my antenna went up here, and I'm thinking, are they running another operation, a Columbine operation, except they're not killing high school kids, they're starting to kill their own activists.
In Switzerland, they would not pass a gun control bill. Everybody has automatic weapons, no gun control, lowest crime rate in the world, not just for the industrialized nations. And this particular state council or state legislature, it had like 24 members, I'm going from memory, refused to pass it. A day later, a man was released from a government mental institution, walked in and killed like a dozen of them.
Right, I thought of that Swiss event. Anyway, if anything comes out that smells to you, pass it on to us. on that story. I think
by the way, the gun law then did pass. So, and by the way, New York just got the gun-grabbing lawsuit of the NAACP thrown out. All over the country, they're banning toy guns, basically of any type. They're raging forward. And, yeah, this poor guy will be used now. We're sorry he's dead. As a poster child. But take England. They banned the guns. Their crime rate exploded. Australia, same thing. They registered in Australia, then banned them. And now Brazil is having a crime wave. So their answer is take the law-abiding citizens' guns. They want a, quote, complete ban.
They did it in Canada. They doubled the value of the illicit gun market. And we have shootings in Toronto every night. And the public, of course, they're dumbed down, they're asleep, and it's just ho-hum. They don't make the connection that they're establishing the foundation for a police state by this chaos. Anyway,
Mayor many years ago slipped up and said that we're trying to create crime, and so did the Chicago mayor. And you know, this is what it's all about, problem, reaction, solution. That's why they have the drugs illegal. That then boosts the price. 9 out of 10 robberies drug-related. Then that creates a crisis, offers more of a solution.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Ian. Mike in Illinois, then Jack in Rhode Island, Bob in New York, and Ron in New York. Go ahead, Mike in Illinois.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Pretty good, sir.
Alex, I just want to say something. I'm not prejudiced, and I don't want anyone in the air to think I am prejudiced, but I want to make a few points, and I want your opinion on it. You know, I've lived in the United States my whole life. I've traveled around the world. I was in the military. But, you know, if you go back 15 years ago, Alex, and I'm sure it's like this in Texas, you go to any fast food restaurant, McDonald's, Wendy's, Taco Bell, you name it, the majority of the workers are Hispanic. The majority of them cannot speak English. Most of the time they'll have a bilingual Hispanic working in the restaurant, and he kind of controls what's going on in there.
Yeah, and let me break that down. Then what happens is it drives down the overall wages, breaks down the society, and if the government wanted to enforce INS rules, they would go and fine and fee and arrest all these corporate leaders. But that's not going to happen. And, folks, we used to have a couple hundred thousand immigrants a year. Now it's millions legal, millions illegal every year. And they're being filled by the Fortune 500 full of race politics, whether they're Russians or Chinese or Hispanics. We always talk about Hispanics because they're the majority, the 400 million in Latin America, 20 million new births a year coming this way. And, yeah, it's just felony crimes being committed everywhere, but the government is legitimizing it. 800-plus cities accept fake IDs from Poland, Mexico, Venezuela, the matriculas. It's just wholesale destruction of the republic.
Absolutely, Alex. And you know what? And the other thing I wanted to make a point is I have a relative who works for the state of Illinois, and she told me she heard that, you know, a lot of these gas stations and convenience stores and Dunkin' Donuts are all being bought up by Pakistani or Indians. And they're supposedly tagged, at least in the state of Illinois, she said. She knows that they're tax exempt for 7 years. Now, Alex, if there's any truth to it, then she said they milk the system, and what they'll do is they'll bring
Sir, that's true. Foreigners get a 7-year tax exemption. Orrin Hatch, senator from Utah, wants to give the illegals more tuition. I read the bill, not just as much, more tuition than citizens. It's a magnet to bring hundreds of millions of people in who will then pull the lever for gun control and big government and everything else.
It's horrible, Alex. We got to do something about it right away.
No, I think that discriminating against citizens, whether they're black, white, or Hispanic, is good. And I think hover drones looking through your walls, Baltimore Sun today, is good. I mean, I think having total tyranny is what freedom is all about.
Now, Alex, you got great films. 9/11 was the last one I saw, and it's a great film. Wakes people up. What really scares me is all those things that they show. They're brief clips in your film, but they're great if you catch it, about all the sonar, these things that can make people nauseous over a wide range.
Well, they are mounting Humvees with all different sorts of pulse weapons, microwave weapons. They're mounting the helicopters with spray bottles to knock out whole cities. They're building giant camps. Hey, it's all part of freedom.
Hey, thanks, Alex.
It's all mainstream news. Rocky Mountain News, AP, Reuters, BBC, LA Times. It's all good. The Rocky Mountain News reported on the mass graves and incinerators ready for you and your family. It's all good. And submit to it, folks. Jack in Rhode Island, thanks for holding. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hey, Alex. I don't know if you covered this today. Have you seen the new pictures of Uday and Kusei that they've released to prove?
Oh, that's now. Well, they were saying this morning they'd be released. We'll post them on Infowars.net. You're saying they have been released?
Yeah, I'm looking at them. And I mean, this is ridiculous. I guess Uday Kusei, he's covered in blood and he's bald, though he does seem to have a full head of hair a couple of months ago. He also has a beard. It probably took about 3 to 6 months to grow, though, again, 6, 8 weeks ago, we saw he had a clean-shaven face with a mustache. The pictures are dark and bloody and really look nothing like the two men. So this is the evidence, and they're announcing this.
But, of course, they announced they killed him 3 other times, and it was for sure and totally documented.
And the copy and the text that goes with these pictures is this now quells the skepticism that the once dreaded influential Hussein brothers were still alive. So this is now proof and evidence, but you got to see these pictures because it's just ridiculous. I mean, it's like that Saddam Hussein look-alike with the big fat nose and
Now, Baghdad Bob is very truthful, and so is John Ancroft.
I mean, do they think that we're stupid?
Hey, the bigger the lie, the more they'll believe it. Just like Baghdad Bob's a congenital liar, so is the White House.
You know, and why did they go in and kill these guys? Wouldn't it have been better evidence to take
them
alive?
They fought back, and you can't have them alive. And, you know, of course, the news is they were flown out to Belarus in Russia, and our government admits they paid off the Iraqi leadership in gold bars and euros and dollars. That's all admitted. But after the war, they said, we never said that. Just like Rumsfeld never said in press conferences that it was all about hidden weapons of mass destruction, he's now said before Congress that he never said that. So you have a disease of a long-term memory.
I mean, this is an insult to the intelligence, of course.
Well, how dare you? You're obviously working with Al-Qaeda.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Jack. Bob in New York. Go ahead, Bob.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Calling about one of those episodes of Cops. I usually don't ever watch any of those, but I started watching them, you know, just to check things out.
And well, that's all to train us as a gladiatorial running man type event that we're like cattle being hunted.
Well, this one was really weird. What it had was the title was Grand Theft Auto. They had pulled this woman over, white woman, and there was a black woman with her. They had run the tags, and it came up stolen. While they were interviewing the suspects, in the background, there were two guys in fatigues, camo, green camo. Well, I get to looking, when they first pulled the car out, they all drew their guns, and they had them, you know, beat it down. They told them, get out of your car and walk backwards and go to your knees, you know, this whole police state training video. But in the background, they never talked about the guy in fatigues, and they never mentioned him at all, but
well,
the one guy
had they want to get rid of Posse Comitatus and put troops on the streets for...
Exactly, and the one guy had a military MP, military police armband on.
Well,
but they never mentioned anything about the military at all.
Well, it's for your safety, and they've said in the news that they want to use them on the streets and for all crimes and Patriot Act power, and... But that's, again, part of a free society is troops on the streets.
Desensitization. You know, one little other comment really quick. I don't follow this garbage in the media, but Kobe Bryant, Fox News, made the comment that, well, now that he's raped somebody, maybe he'll have better street cred. In other words, he can sell more Nike slave shoes because now he's one of the bad boys like all the other NBA scumbags. Thank you.
Well, these are our children's role models. How dare you? Not the founding fathers, not Audie Murphy, but, you know, what's your problem? Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Joe.
Sounds like an Al-Qaeda member to me. Ron in New York, last caller for this hour. I'm getting some news. Go ahead, Ron.
Hi, Alex. I want to get to the main topic I discussed, but you had mentioned the shooting of the councilman in New York City. I was slightly acquainted with the late councilman. In my time, I knew him. We had done some work together, social advocacy work, about 8, 9 years back. He was shot by a guy named Othaniel Askew, who was a supposed political opponent within his district in the borough of Brooklyn, New York. The caller had mentioned that late councilman was involved in something. He was involved in a program. It's kind of odd. He didn't fit a mold. All right. He was involved with banning toy guns in Toys R Us stores at that time, about a decade or so back. Yet after he did achieve office in New York, he was kind of reluctant to go along with gun control or passing any more gun control laws in the city of New York. He kind of felt we were inundated with enough of them already. So his behavior really didn't fit any type of, you know, a pattern like that. He was pretty much an independent thinker who at times even had upset his own political party, which was, he was a Democrat in New York. He was something of a maverick. And, you know, I wish him and his family my sympathies.
Well, so do I.
But now getting to another subject.
Real quick.
Monday, Daily News. In New York State, the state court system, the Office of Court Administration, had database and did this rather quietly, 3.2 million names of people, all right? The majority, about 2.2 million of the names in there, were people who were convicted of very, very low status offenses.
Yeah, they've admitted it's going to be used to deny misdemeanor offense folks for owning guns.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. Very low status offenses. They thought the cases were sealed. They weren't. I called the Office of Court Administration, which is a public agency, and it's the courts. Therefore, it is supposed to be transparent and open.
And they said national security. Are you with Al Cohen?
Well, I'll tell you what they said. When I called up, I spoke to a gentleman in our state capitol who was a pretty rude guy. And when I asked him if they will be sharing this database information with the federal government, the guy actually said, you know, he refused to answer, and that may be secret information. I said,
oh, of course. No. States want to make their general votes secret, everything secret. It's all part of the new freedom.
There's some freedom. The court system is supposed to be transparent and public and open. It's not an investigative agency.
Hey, right here in Austin,
everything
former
about
city council member George Humphrey yesterday said he went down to give a letter to city council member, and it's all an armored compound. You can't get in to see him. It's all part of the new freedom, sir.
Yeah, this is some freedom we have when our courts. You know, I thought secret courts were something, or secret court systems were something that existed in dictatorships and banana republics.
No. In free countries.
Oh, I got
it
backwards.
Yes, thanks for the call.
All right.
Thank you. You're thinking in an Al-Qaeda mindset. You're for freedom. You're with Al-Qaeda. It doesn't matter the president's business partners with him and let the attacks take place and, you know, was involved. Still, if you say that, you're with Al-Qaeda, too. You got to start realizing how to be a free human, okay? That means total slavery. All right, good. And remember, Reuters poll. Poll shows many Germans see U.S. behind September 11th. 68% think there's a cover-up. And 30% believe the U.S. government may have sponsored the September 11th attacks. That's Reuters. And, again, they're all crazy, too, I guess. That's on Infowars.net right now. Also, FAA, okay, sought for drones. And this is Warriors. Pilotless military aircraft can be valuable civilian use in the petroleum industry, in law enforcement, and in homeland security, their makers say. And unmanned planes have proven their worth in wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and have now, those who build them are thinking beyond the battlefield. And Senator Warner's called for this, to a day when pilotless drones may fly in the nation's civilian airspace, and there's a bill to do that. Defense industry and government officials taking part in a symposium on robotic technology and unmanned flight met at the Baltimore Convention Center yesterday to begin an effort to bring that day closer. And they, at the convention center, they had armored mini tanks, remote controlled for crowd control. That sounds like a free society. Armored black mini tanks with microwave guns on the top. Mm-hmm. Sounds like freedom, not like a horror movie. It was good for 1984. It's good for us. And little hover drones. It's got another article here about the drones are being mounted with stuff that looks through your walls with high-powered radar. Oh, again, that's freedom, as I've been saying all day. Now, we'll get into that. I got a bunch of 911 news here and more on Iraq, and it's just a lot more coming up. Stay with us.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Most of us have heard the frog in the boiling pot of water analogy, that if you put a frog, you throw a frog in boiling water, it will jump out. But if you put it in cold water and turn the heat up slowly, it'll boil. It'll sit there as the heat goes up incrementally, and it will die. And the frog did boil, folks. We're in tyranny. They built the infrastructure. They're engaging in tyranny against the people, whether you're for their system or against it, every day in a compartmentalized fashion. People don't know how to communicate with each other. The media keeps this illusion going. The globalists are fighting to shut down alternative media. It's incredible. And people have to start valuing alternative information and spreading the word about alternative information every way they can. And I've talked to my IT guy, Dwayne Coots, and he's never seen anything like it. It is a massive attack, denial of service, you name it, multiple forms of attacks on the entire server farm and particular offshoot feeding the InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Because, you know, the site gets tens of millions of visitors a month now, literally. And so, you know, sometimes at midnight or something, when it reloads or something, it'll go down for a few minutes, and then we fix it. It's still rare. This one is huge and sustained, and, you know, it'll just make people go to the site more because they can't get to it. But InfoWars.net is up, and we're putting the photos of Quise and the Saddam brothers' sons up on the site. So InfoWars.net's there and has been updated. And I'm just going to launch three or four more sites quicker now on other, even bigger servers. I'm just going to grow it. And so we're going to have, who knows, maybe I'll have 10 servers. Maybe I'll have 10 different websites. Maybe I'll have 10 sites mirroring the same information. We'll do whatever it takes, folks. But, you know, we've had people hack in before and put, you know, a naked woman on a motorcycle on the main page, and but then our system's designed to shut down if that happens, so no one ever saw it. It's just stuff like that. I mean, you know, we're in a war for this country, folks, and the globalists aren't going to go away easily. I mean, they attack a lot of people's sites, and that's been in the news. And on the other side, there's a lot of good people that are fighting the New World Order that are resisting what they're doing. And the New World Order wants to put you in prison for life if you download music. It's gone from destroying your computer to life in prison. it's they're trying to pass that. I mean, it shows what thugs they are as they attack everybody's website left and right. But who knows? Maybe I'll have to build a website that can take, you know, 15 million hits in 1 second. I don't know how we do that, but cause those aren't actual visitors, folks. Those are attacks. Department of Defense stuff. But, hey, you know, that's what fighting for the Republic's all about, folks. They don't want you to read about the drones and the microchips and the slavery from their own publications. They don't want it all posted in one spot every day, mountains of their evil, mountains of their corruption. Because we're hurting them so bad. So a counterattack shows that, you know, they're trying to attack our key infrastructure and it's not going to work. There's too many sites telling the truth. In fact, you need to start your own website, folks. And it's happening. Millions of Patriot websites instead of tens of thousands. We need all of you who are Patriots to start your own websites. By the way, Patriots are the biggest chunk of the web next to pornography. So that's still number one, but we're a close second. And they're panicking. All right. FBI chief praises the Patriot Act. That's coming up. Apply digital OKs with three criminal countries, Russia, Colombia, Venezuela, China, and others, with the particular agreements with Russia, Colombia, and Venezuela for implantable chips for their population. I'm not going to take calls for the next 30 minutes of the next hour. I'm going to cover news, get through that, then we'll take calls the last 30 minutes. So stay with us. The third hour is straight ahead as we go out on AM, FM, Internet, shortwave, satellite. We're always looking for new venues to be multifaceted.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they are inhaled.